You got questions? Andrew Mason has the answers. This is Mason's Mailbag, presented by Prime Sport.
It's the Week 13 Mailbag. I'm Andrew Mason. Thanks for joining me, and let's waste no time and dive right in with the first question from Brian Boltz, who asks, how much dead money would Peyton Manning and Ryan Clady's contracts be if both were let go early next March? And first, I know you had a longer question, Brian, but would have taken up a lot of the video, so got to go ahead and shorten it. But according to SpotTrack.com, it's $3.7 million in dead money that would be created if you cut them both. It's 2.5 for Peyton Manning, 1.2 for Ryan Clady. I think Clady is a possibility for a restructure. We'll see what happens coming off of the knee injury. Would not surprise me if they get that done at some point. But, you know, you look at the potential savings more than how much you would lose in terms of dead money. And the potential savings if you cut both of those players in March is $28.9 million. And that really obviously would open up a lot of things for the Broncos, who do have a decent amount of cap room right now. And if you go by their contracts, they're committed to $128 million of contracts for next year. The cap is expected to be around $153 million based on the increase from last year. But certainly if you made those moves, you can see that the Broncos will have some space. Of course, that being said, Von Miller, Brock Osweiler, Malik Jackson, Dane Trevathan, potentially Derek Wolfe. The Broncos might have a lot of space, but it's going to be gobbled up pretty quickly by some of the players they have to re-sign. So I don't necessarily expect the Broncos to be that active in pursuing free agents from other teams, even if they get all this cap space from those, from the moves that, the potential moves you mentioned, as well as any others that may come in the future. Our second question is from Carter Tornhodge to Jorn Hodge, and if I butchered your name, I sincerely apologize. And he asked, if Brock Osweiler keeps playing well and Peyton Manning fully recovers from his injuries, is there a chance that Brock will continue to start? Well, there's a chance, but I'd say we're a long way from getting to that point. Of course, the big if, you mentioned if in regards to Brock Osweiler playing well. Let's see what happens there. But the biggest if is if Peyton Manning fully recovers from his injuries. Because look, you know, as of Friday morning, he still had the walking boot on. He doesn't resume rehabilitation until Saturday. There's going to be at least another week, week and a half of rehabilitation at minimum before you're talking about him being on the field. And even then, it's unknown. I think the hardest thing for Peyton Manning about this whole situation is not knowing a timetable. Peyton Manning is used to having as much under control as possible. That's what he likes. That's what he feeds off of. And this is in a complete gray area. We're not even the best doctors in the nation on this particular kind of foot injury can tell him when he's going to be back. I know that's frustrating him. So, you know, everything is predicated on whether Peyton Manning is fully healthy. We don't know if that's going to happen. If by chance that does happen, yeah, it's a possibility Brock Osweiler could continue starting because, look, they're going to play the guy that gives them the best chance to win. Peyton Manning, we know about his struggles prior to the injury. Of course, he was struggling with that foot injury. He admitted he'd had some foot problems even before he actually had the plantar fascia tear against Indianapolis. He admits he was struggling with them for some time. And we saw how he did. We saw his numbers, and we see what Brock Osweiler's numbers are so far. It's a fluid situation, but yeah, I would think there's a chance that Brock Osweiler keeps the job, even if Peyton Manning returns to full health. But again, that's a big if. Thanks for your questions, and if you want it on next week's mailbag, go to denverbroncos.com/Mason's Mailbag, or hit me up on Twitter. I'm at MaceDenver. Use the hashtag AskMace. And for those of you celebrating this week, happy Hanukkah. I know it starts in a few days. Take care, and thanks for watching.